I had added Helenrico and Ramona and Robin to the committee as we're going through these pieces. And then I figured if somebody's not on the committee, but it's they're the chair for whatever topic we're talking about that night, I will invite them and send them the same email ahead of that meeting. Like next month is PPD, so I would definitely want Rob and Alan to be a part of it, as well as, you know, I mean, maybe Mary Ellen Morgan. I don't know. But definitely Robin. Anyway, so tonight it's membership. So I sent out in the email. Right, Shirley Felder will be on in a minute. She just landed. She'll be in her car, so she'll get on. But I sent out in the email what was in the last strategic plan for membership as bullet points. And I had received this diversity plan from BNC. I got it from Linda Prepasniak. So I forwarded it to Renee as soon as I got it. But of course, Renee had already seen it because it came from BNC. And then I sent it to everybody else in that same email because I noticed that one of the bullet points in the last strategic plan was to increase diversity and to improve outreach to more diverse segments of non-members. So I guess my thing to everybody is, what do we want our goals to be for membership? Because that's what we're here tonight to decide. So, thoughts?
I think one of the things that should be on there is keeping existing members, the retention.
Well, retention is on there. Recruitment and retention.
That's the previous strategic plan. I'm just saying going forward, that definitely should be one.
Oh. Are you referring to a different document than the original strategic plan?
The strategic plan from 2013 through 16 is the one that I have.
That's what
I've been referencing. You know, and their first bullet point was recruitment and retention. And to increase the membership growth by 10% each year, to aim for stabilizing membership at 93% based on May 30 total of the year prior. Linda Prepasniak, when she did email me to say that she wasn't coming, she said, just to remember, whenever we're writing our goals, they need to be quantifiable goals. So this way, it's something that we can gauge our progress and if we're actually meeting our goals. So I mean, I actually, when I first read this strategic plan, I really liked it. And I thought there were a lot of good points in it. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I feel, and it's just my opinion, that this strategic plan is great. It's just that there was nothing. After the plan was written, I'm assuming, because I wasn't around then, I'm assuming that after the plan was written and it was adopted or whatever it's called, that's it. The strategic plan committee went away and
yes,
it, and nothing was done about it. So the strategic planning committee can never go away. It has to always be a revolving committee that, because there's got to be somebody to make sure that the goals that they set forth are actually being done. Because otherwise, we might as well just go wipe our butts with this piece of paper that we're trying to write. So that's my thing. I think the only bad thing about this plan, really, is that I mean, yeah, I mean, some things need to be more, you know, but I mean, they had all the right ideas that we've been talking about for a year now, but there was nobody to follow it through to see that things were being done.
Penny, I agree. I definitely agree with everything that you just said. You know, I think this is was a great plan. I think there was no follow through. So I totally agree with that. But I'm just rereading it here, and I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, things like develop use of membership materials. I wonder if, like, people reading that say, what are we talking about? So I'm wondering if there's more clarification needed on some of these, on what, you know, what do we mean to do? I mean, you know, one of the things I was thinking of as I'm reading this, thinking to myself, should there be something in there about liaising with or talking to, like, the program people and working together with, like, the program people to get, so, you know, to interest the members in doing something. And I was thinking, is that the membership materials that we're talking about? Or, you know, I'm not sure what that's talking about.
Those would be tasks to carry out that goal. I think as it stands, I think that it's sufficient. You would want to elaborate on it and do, you know, like Linda Prepasniak has suggested, a task statement then would be the thing that you would elaborate on, and it would be measurable. But as it stands, I think the statement, develop and use membership materials, is sufficient. For discussion, I would like to propose increasing the membership growth by only 5%. So I think 10% at this point in time is a little bit above us. So
I would totally agree. As the person who's been doing membership for at least the database part for many years, the numbers are going down. We haven't increased at all. So 5% would be very optimistic.
And it would be a more attainable goal. I think that's another thing that we need to focus on when we're writing this, is that we need to set attainable goals. We don't want to set goals that we're never going to be able to reach and then feel defeated and like that we did nothing.
Right.
You know, we want to be able to attain our goals and then grow them from there. You know, maybe if we can do 5% this time, when the next strategic plan comes around, and I will not be the chair, I can you know, maybe next time it can be 10%.
Because that's what you say now.
You know, after we improve and, you know, revamp our programs, because it's all going to be like trial and error. Like if we make changes to our programming, we make changes to our, you know, goals for our programming and goals for our advocacy and stuff like that, you know, hopefully those changes are going to feed into making our membership goal also be attainable. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that we got to make the other pieces to the organization more prevalent to today's world and what's going to grow the members. You know, I like the diversity part, you know, and as I think that is a good bullet point also.
Mm-hmm. On the diversity point, do you think that there should be a measurable quantity? You know, like maybe 1% of our membership should be from the underrepresented population?
You know, with our chapter, we had a very long debate over terminology of diversity. And besides what we typically think of diversity and culture-wise, it our chapter really strongly believed it was also age fell into that too.
Okay.
The draft strategic plan or diversity plan that BNC developed that Patty sent out on the very first page of that diversity document, ideas for strategic plans. So it takes, you know, the statement that we've got, improve outreach, and then it gives you some opportunities to be more specific. I don't know if you can quantify it. I would always hate to say 1%. Well, why can't you, if I were in a underrepresented group, I'd say, well, why isn't it 2%? You know, 1%, 2%. But like you said, there's a lot of ways to define diversity. But I thought these ideas expand our definition of diversity while creating more inclusive services and events. That's program. Developing a culturally competent team and connecting underrepresented members. Who's a culturally competent team? If we're not diverse now, how do we get a culturally competent team? Definitely, we need to increase members' awareness and knowledge of resources available, and we have to develop specific objectives to accomplish the larger goals.
If I could, this is Ramona, can you hear me? Could I comment a couple of things?
Okay. Yeah.
Renee, you're the chairperson of membership and Robin co-chair or vice chair. Okay, so that's good. I must give all the credit on that diversity proposal, which was, as you see, still labeled a draft in BNC. This is probably some 3 years ago or more that it was crafted by Anita Lockery-Bear. And she was delightful. She is delightful, and I hope she's coming back as a new member shortly. I've spoken with her. But she pretty much put this together. And my name's here, but these are her ideas. Catherine Lucas was there pretty much in name only. We never could reach her. But this kind of gives you a broader view of some of the things we were thinking about. But Renee, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think anything ever came of this in our chapter, sadly.
It didn't, because it was started by Kimberly, and as soon as she was done president, she left. So nothing's really become of it, because no one really spearheaded it.
That's been the sad commentary. We had great anticipation, and then no follow through. But I agree with the rest of you. I like what I saw for 2013 to 2016. Frankly, I didn't even know there had been a report for those years. I've been in this organization too long, I think. But because I had looked back to the one from 2001 that I did with Linda Winston or whoever was involved in that one. And there were a lot of good things too, and diversity was in there. So that takes you back to 2011, I think, whatever. Anyway, I think that's a good framework that we should build on what you're talking about now. And maybe just go through and see, do we agree? What does it need to be added? Do we not agree? Let's take it out and substitute. I think that's a good working document.
I agree. I really think that it's really good. And again, you know, I think that all the strategic plans that I've read that were given to me by Linda Winston when we first started this, I thought they were all good. And that's just the key to the whole thing, is that, you know, like Ramona just said, diversity was in the 2001. You're talking 19 years ago, diversity was in that strategic plan. And here we are 19 years later, we're still fighting the whole diversity thing. So, you know, and that's where it comes into where it's so important for there always to be a special strategic plan committee. Always, it should be an ongoing thing that they can revisit this and say, okay, well, we said we were gonna increase diversity because we were gonna try A, B, C, and D. Well, nobody's done anything.
whose responsibility is it to develop A, B, C, and D? The membership committee and any of those that want to jump on with them? I mean, I know that Shirley Felder's in a car somewhere in the back seat. She's not driving, I hope.
No, she is.
She's driving. She looks like
driving home from the airport.
Well, I wonder if she's in an Uber. Are you driving, Shirley?
I'm driving, but I don't need to. My hands are free. I'm good.
Okay. What do you think? What are your...
Well, so my thing was when Linda sent me that, Prisbatnik sent me that, I was like, holy cow, I've never seen this thing. This is awesome. Why hasn't anybody asked me to spearhead it or work on it or do it? Because all I've been talking is diversity. So I thought the material was great, and that's why I asked Ramona in the last meeting, like, who was this lady whose name was on it? I want to talk to her. So I thought it was great, and I agree with Renee. Diversity, just like, you know, I said, I don't know, 2 years ago in my speech, when you said, you know, when the question was asked, you know, what do we need to help us grow? And I said diversity, and I said diversity in age, in occupation, in culture, all of it. We need it. You know, I'd love to have a Russian woman join us and teach us about her culture so that we broaden our perspective, and, you know, some Native American women who've been doing amazing things that we don't know. We know some of these people, we just haven't invited them in. So I think that first we create the proper wording so everyone doesn't get caught up on whether it's black or white or Puerto Rican. We're talking about diversity in every aspect of the way, every aspect, age, you know, occupation, and of course, nationality. You know, that's a no-brainer, but it's bigger than that. And then once we make that statement more appetizing to people so they get away from the whole racism stuff, then we go to work on it. So we put a challenge to each local. I mean, that could be our first thing. To come out of the strategic planning, because we're always working on retention. You know, we always say that, but we have to create programs. And Patty's right. Just there's been no follow through. And we, as a whole, as an organization, because we're so spread out and we don't meet as often and all of these things, it makes it different. It's out of sight, out of mind. Even me, I sometimes forget that I need to be doing these things because it's not an everyday thing, right? We're not connected as much. So it's difficult, and you forget, and you drop the ball. So the accountability is where it happens. So I think, you know, once we work on that wording and the paragraph of what diversity means to New York State women, right, then we put up a challenge. Let's make it our first program from strategic planning that somebody sees us do the work. And we make some kind of a bonus or some kind of gift or some kind of, you know, award for the local that brings in the most diverse group of members so that they go to work on it, because everybody likes to win. Everybody likes to be acknowledged. You know, let them create their own diversity program in their locals, because my local would be different than the local, you know, upstate, you know? So I would be able to find, you know, Native American women, Latin women, African American women. Might not be able to be so diverse with only Native American, who knows, but it's different than what we've had. So, you know, everyone's area is different, so let them work on their own plan of diversity as it applies to the meaning we give it. You know, age, it might be age that there's young women that are really doing things, and we need to highlight them so they create a diversity, you know, youth group or young, you know, young college group, whatever they want to do. Let them stretch it their own way, use their creativity, but let's get diversity in there.
I knew you'd have something to say if I asked you.
And I think it's all gonna feed back around too. Like, I think it's important that, and I don't know who I said this to, I've talked to so many people recently. After the last meeting, but I think it's important to, like, showcase our membership. You know, we shouldn't be going, like, outside. We have so many women in this organization that are doing awesome things or that have awesome journeys, you know, have overcome and created their own selves, you know, and they're successful, whether they're businesswomen or executives or whatever, you know, or maybe it's a personal thing, you know, it's education wise, you know, what I did for myself. And, you know, I think we need to focus on our members and give them a reason to join and to stay in, you know, if they have, you know, if they have a business, there's so many, like, look at there's a meeting on the 22nd from the CDO. That's one of the members, you know, that's doing, you know, it's a coach or, you know, that's doing it. And they got a couple other ones coming up. They're using our members to do these things. And that's what we need to do. You got to give them something, you know, at least make what they're doing and what they're bringing to their communities and what they do, you know, for their livelihood, even let them share their stories. Let them be the speakers. Let them be the programs at conference. No, instead of hiring outside people to come in, like we had Claire Knowles. She was really good. You know, I mean, utilize our membership, make them feel important, make them feel like what they do is important and what they have to say is important.
Patty, one way, and I think Robin was kicking around this idea last year, is highlighting members in Communicator and Nike. And sitting here listening to what and knowing what you've done to educate yourself and become involved in the organization, strategic plan, treasurer, and your battered women issues, not your issues, but your programs, I would suggest that you kick it off to be highlighted in the next Communicator. And there's room, there's time. The 25th of September would be the deadline to send it to Linda. But I think that you are a role model for a lot of women who think they can't be with professional women. They can be. They see people working working their way up, and what you can do with your time and your talent. Mm-hmm. Would you do that?
Yes, and I also feel, and I felt it when I did, when I was the PPD winner, when I was the PPD, PPD chair last year, you know, I wanted to start something in that program where seasoned members share their story, their New York State women's stories, you know, what brought them to the organization, but more importantly, what made them stay and what has this organization done for them. I know what this organization has done for me.
Now, in the Communicator, we know it's preaching to the audience, but how many of us here tonight make that Communicator available to other people? Probably none of us. And in the Nike magazine, I would imagine that there's room in the Nike to put the spotlight on a member to shine.
I have tried to do this every single year, to put it on the website and every other location, and nobody has been willing to do it. Every year we try this and it goes nowhere.
So how did you...
I've actually asked individual members to just fill out a form so I could write it up for them, and I couldn't even get them to do that.
Can we tonight, can we kick that off? Can you get that, resurrect that form? I mean, it's membership, your chair. Can you get that form and can you send it to Patty?
Sure.
Patty, would you be willing to do it? Be the first one?
Why not?
Why not? Why so? Because you deserve to be spotlighted. And if you would do it, that would be wonderful. I'm sorry for putting you on the spot. I know you're not well, but.
That's okay. Helen has her hand raised.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jackie, when you do the communicator for next month, why don't you talk about highlighting accomplished women, and that you're going to kick it off with Patty this month, and each month you'll recognize one. And then if Renee's got the form, that'll at least help. You could ask the RDs to nominate someone from each one of the regions. So you've got a person, and it's not just, you know, one area, but you got it from all over. So that would be good. The other thing I want to talk about is structure. I fully believe we need a diversity chair, but I'd like to see, and this is just my thought process, I'd like to see the diversity chair underneath membership with Renee and Robin for guidance, as well as to bounce off ideas to how would we do this. And that might help us increase our membership goal of the 5% if we concentrate on another segment of the population. Just a thought. And I will also say that the reason the strategic plan, anytime it's done, once it's shelved, is not the best thing, unless we look at the accountability and the action items and how are we achieving that at every board meeting? What's the status? Because if you hold people accountable, then you might get some results or at least have a report presented. Those are my comments.
Right, which is why I said that it's important to keep, it should always be a special committee. So that way they make a report at every board meeting, just like every other chair does, you know, on what they're doing. So this way they have to be held accountable, like Helen said, you know, so the strategic planning committee has to always be working on and making sure that the goals are being met, whether it be, you know, if we write new plans for PPD, you know, this planning committee should be in contact with that chair to see what the chair and that committee is doing to attain these goals, you know, and be there for support, of course, you know, to help them any way we can. But I agree that it's important that there's a report made at every board meeting, because that keeps us accountable.
Okay, we should get back on track with going through what we have and then sort of determining what we're going to stick with or what we want to expand on or toss. So,
okay, do we want to separate recruitment and retention and put percentages on each, or do you want to keep it lumped together at the 5%?
I say leave it. You know, we don't want to get so detailed. Nobody's going to read it. It's going to be so hard to understand.
Right, so just keep it simple, recruitment and retention, increase membership growth by 5% each year.
Yeah, aim for stabilizing membership at 93%.
Okay, and...
Yeah.
The develop and use membership materials, train and or strengthen membership committees.
Okay, so I have a comment on that. Okay. And Renee, would you be willing to have the RDs as part of your membership committee? I'm just talking about structure.
To do what?
You know,
especially being that we're getting rid of the regions.
We're not.
Well, I don't know if we're getting rid of the regions yet.
We haven't voted on that.
I'm just saying, I'm sitting here and I have time. And if you were to say to me, okay, Helen, let's look at Region 5. And I mean, I can go in there and pull the reports, but I'm just saying what comes to mind, if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. But if you're going to hold a meeting once a month and you're going to say to me, hey, Region 5 really needs to get the rec together between Pat Fanning and I, we'll take on Region 5. We'll do that. But if you had that with each one of the regions, that would take care of your retention problem. Then would be, okay, let's talk about things. All I'm trying to say is the more we talk about it, the better it's going to be. We got nothing to lose. Just
I don't, I don't think they need to be part of the committee. They just need to do what they're supposed to do. And maybe a reminder to them to do it.
So I think they had input. You know, I think if they're members and they have input, then they wouldn't mind being reminded and do what they're supposed to do. But when you don't have them be part of the decision, then they have no skin in the game.
Yeah. I mean, Jackie, you said it well when I sent my local president, Beth, sent me an email and said, oh, the state's going to now mail the communicator to the people that don't have email. And I said, are you sure? I said, let me just send an email to Jackie. And Jackie goes, no, you missed it. When you read it, it was supposed to be the local president will do it. Okay, so now I'm saying to my local president, we got two members that we have to send stuff to. The more we put New York State Women's Inc. in front of them, that's their reason to stay a member.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
The more skin they have in the game, you're going to get more more from them.
So let me ask you this, because I hope I don't get cut off. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. So as opposed to making each committee too many chiefs and Indians all mixed up, but Renee, do you have a monthly meeting so that RDs and ARDs know that they can join it to talk and learn about membership as opposed to them being part of your committee? But it's been part of a monthly meeting?
It's been me for the last 4 or 5 years. Like, there is no committee. There is no meeting. No.
Okay. So back to what I was saying. For me, I love NYS women, period, amen. No question about it. But I get disconnected because, one, I live so far away. Two, to be honest, my chapter, they get a little funky when I show up because I have a big mouth and I have an opinion. And I don't think a pizza party is part of professional women, I'm sorry. So I don't really do a lot with my local. I wait for the New York State women to do stuff. And every now and then I try to peek my head in to you know, make sure everything's okay and I show my face, right? So I'm really disconnected unless I meet with you ladies, okay? So imagine the women who don't even go to their local meetings. They're really disconnected. So I think in this current moment where everything is Zoom and meeting and meeting and meeting, but we're not face-to-face, belly-to-belly, that any opportunity to meet would be good. So maybe part of our new strategic planning is that membership has a meeting once a month. And you cover the goals, whatever goals you have and whatever things you've set. And if you want to create, you know, a committee, you know, I don't know any rules, you know me. So if there's already says who's part of your group, then let's plug them in and start a meeting once a month. Membership has a meeting. RDs and ARDs are expected to join into that meeting, listen to what's going on, learn some new ideas, learn about the goals that we've set, and they report to you every month. So we start the blood flowing. And then you're not doing all the work yourself. People will have ideas. You and whoever your committee is, you know, 2-3 people or whatever the rules say, you do. That way, one, again, it's not all you. And then you're not sitting there with people who really don't want to be there and annoy you and then make your job hard and not fun anymore. Because that's the problem with too many people on a committee.
Well, I'll have to say, I'll have to give it some thought then. I've already got way too many meetings at night with New York State Women. It's like once a week and it's getting out of hand. So if that's going to be a requirement, I might have to pass it off to Robin. So I'll give it a couple of days thought and see.
All right. Well, that was just a thought out there. And it doesn't have to be every month. Maybe it could be quarterly. But my thing is just to connect everybody a little bit more. Give them opportunities. Maybe they don't want to hear about this, but maybe they don't want to hear about CDO, but they want to hear about membership, you know? Just give them options to plug in is all I'm thinking. Mona?
A mantra from long time ago was that every member in the organization is on the membership committee.
Correct.
Maybe we need to emphasize that periodically in the communicator or, you know, wherever.
But what does that mean?
Get out there and recruit.
Oh, okay. So every member is responsible for recruiting.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So again, do we, from this, you know, from bringing the strategic plan alive, do we create some kind of competition that there's a local award of some sort, an individual award of some sort? You know, the magic, no matter what we say, is we are here because we love it. But at the end of the day, what's in it for people? What's in it for them? Why should they go recruit?
Don't we already have that at annual conference where they recognize the chapters that have an increase in membership?
Yeah, but you know what? It's very cliquish, to be honest. And, you know, there's some districts that do so much because they have so many. So we have to find a way to pull the stragglers in and let them feel included. I say it all the time. I've been there 21 years. And there's still parts I don't feel included in because I don't know what the heck's going on. We talk like everybody knows what's going on, but you only know if you're in a local or a district that's on fire. Like 6 is on fire, you know, 8, they're on fire. The rest of us are like dead and hanging on for dear life because we're so far away and disconnected and we don't know.
That's been part of the problem because a lot of things have gone by the wayside. We have not done training that should have been done over the years. To be very frank, we used to have membership train for membership meetings, for membership committees that came down, well, initially from national to the state. So you have some format that's given to you. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. I just don't want us to sit here all night and beat our brains out. We have a structure. I think we just need to get it going and get it out there. And again, you've got to have everybody involved. Just one person doing it doesn't get it done. So that's my two cents. So let's go down the list. How are we doing now? We can worry about the competition after you set what are really your goals, your aims, your objectives. Put it that way. So you've got the list there, Patty.
Okay.
So I've misplaced it. I had it, but I don't know where it is.
Are we tabling or are we just going to change it to strengthening our membership committees? And because it says, okay, develop / use membership materials, train and or strengthen membership committees. Is that something that we want to keep in there?
Well, you need some sort of, we have materials galore. Didn't Joyce and Catherine prepare? I mean, I remember there were stacks of stuff. I don't know where they've all gone, but there were postcards to send to people.
I mean, there's follow-ups. A ton of stuff on the website.
Yeah, it's all on the website, and it all just needs to be reprinted again because we distributed it to every chapter out there.
And I think to keep it going, you've got to keep these things going. You can improve them if you need to, but there was a lot of stuff. So that's there. But then if you want training, that is something in a region, you could try and get membership committees together or membership chairs together. That's what we tried to do. But again, it's just hard doing that. So we're just working individually with the chapters. I don't even know if a lot of the chapters have membership chairs anymore. I really don't.
Can I say something?
I was gonna say, they definitely don't. A lot of the membership chairs are the chapter president when I put them together every year. So they don't have separate ones anymore. Yeah, there used to be a lot of separate people.
I was always under the impression that that's the vice president's role in the local chapter is membership and program is the, which I'm the vice president of Tri-County. So that's how I got my big mouth involved in everything. And, so I try to, I mean, we got like 4 new members, I think, last year, but, and I do program, but I know we don't have a separate, I think we all kind of work on it, but, you know, but we're a pretty small chapter too, so.
Can I say something?
Sure.
About the training, it seems to me that the training class, the training sessions withered and died when it was the same people in the roles
year after year, and they didn't need any training, and they stopped coming to the training. Those workshops were basically non-attended because there was nobody new. Is there some way to put in a goal, and maybe it's a goal in not only this one, but in programming and whatever else we've got working here, a goal that we, I know this is beating a dead horse here, but we encourage new, younger members to take on these positions. Maybe we put that in there as a goal.
Well, I think that'll fall under, you know, to increase diversity and improve our outreach to more diverse segments of non-members, meaning, you know, to increase our diversity, with, as we said before, is age, education, ethnicity, you know, all of those things feed into diversity. So, you know, I think recruiting younger members and cultural and age diversity is what this organization really needs, because, you know, many young people, they have a lot of fresh ideas. They look at life completely different, you know, than we do, you know. But we know we want to keep diversity in. I'm skipping over membership because the membership committees, I mean, I don't know how we would quantify that either. But, you know, I mean, maybe it could just be something as simple as, you know, connecting, you know, the state membership to the local members' membership chairs or whatever, you know, making an avenue of, you know, where it can go both ways, where, you know, locals or RDs or ARDs or chapter presidents or whatever, you know, if they need help or need guidance on how to grow their membership, they could reach out to the state membership committee, you know, kind of make a connecting the state to the lower levels of the structure in relation to membership, you know, without bogging down Renee and Robin. I don't know. So back to diversity, do we want to make it quantifiable? Like, we want to grow our membership by 5% each year. So do we want to have the 2% of that 5% be from diverse, or 1%, or do we not want to quantify diversity?
No, don't quantify it. You're getting hung up in that.
Just put it,
you
like,
just want to increase your membership. Diversity. I think it'll take care of itself if your goal is to reach out to everybody.
I think your overall goal is the first one, recruitment and retention, increase membership and growth by 10% each year and aim for stabilization. And then bullets for each one of the other ones underneath that. I think that's your goal. And then these are other things that you need to do.
Okay.
You know, so diversity is one of those goals with the growth in there. So we're going to get the 5% each year, but it's going to be based upon either new members, young members, diversity,
okay,
and everything.
So I see what you mean. So let's go with it that route. So we're going to have one main goal under membership, and that's going to be the recruitment and retention, increase, yep, membership growth by 5% each year.
Yeah. So,
and then we're going to have like a 1, a 2, a 3, and a 4 under there.
Yep. That's
so
what I'm
one
thinking.
Will be to train or train and or strengthen our membership committees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 will be to increase diversity,
mm-hmm,
by reaching out to a more diverse segment of non-members.
Yep.
3 will be, let's see, improve internal/external communications to current members. So, I mean, that's pretty much our whole focus on Jackie's presidency is connecting. you know, to connecting more of the state with the lower levels of the organization to make us more in tune with each other. So maybe we could improve.
Well, I think highlighting, I think spotlighting the members, as we talked about, utilizing what Helen said about having the region directors submit names of people. I think that's a way of improving the communication to the members, the communicator that improves it. The communicator, I said at the beginning, I would love to have the chairman of all of our committees at one time or another submit something in the communicator just to let the membership know what they're doing. Again, my connecting is a big thing, but so is leadership. Folks take on a leadership position, whether it's region, local, or committee, and they have a responsibility. And if they can write an article or a few, write something for the communicator, what they're doing, what their committee's doing, I think that is a way of improving our internal communication. And I don't know exactly what Catherine wants. I know she wants information what the locals are doing during COVID, how they're reaching out. And I don't know why she wouldn't also accept the what the committees are, what the purpose is and what they're doing.
Okay. Jackie, she'd be thrilled to get anybody to respond to that.
Okay.
We have been after local chapters to share what they're doing. Some are really good about it. Some, you don't hear anything, and it's too bad.
And you know, today I was on the website, and I was looking at Steuben County Women, what they submitted down there in Bath. My God, I can't believe what they're, you ought to go on the website and see what Steuben County Women have been doing. It's amazing for such a, they've only got about 5 members and what they've been doing. But that kind of information needs to be in the communicator, it needs to be in the Nike. It connects us all and it shows everyone what we're doing. We're not just sitting in our houses, you know, going to Zoom meetings. We're doing something. Enough said.
Have you asked your committee chairs to do what you want them to
I've
do?
I've asked them, I've mentioned it, but I guess what I need to do from our talk tonight is to go to one and say, would you do it? Like I've just asked Patty, yeah. Would she submit it?
Okay, so our next bullet point should be, bullet point 3 should be improve communications.
Improve the internal and external communication.
Improve internal, external communications through communicator.
Whatever means available.
Whatever. To members. It could be a newsletter. I mean, it's improve. We could, it's a New York State strategic plan, but a local might develop a newsletter and that's their way of improving their communication to their members.
Okay. And the fourth bullet point, train or develop organization leaders, focus on younger members.
That sounds about right to me.
I have a suggestion for highlighting members and what they do. Maybe what we could do is go to those 4 new people, Patty, in your chapter and ask them, why did they join and what brought them and what have they done previously and what do they intend or what are their future goals? I certainly would be interested in that kind of thing because that might motivate me to go out and seek other people who have similar objectives.
Good point.
Good idea.
I mean, I know 2 of them joined because of me, because I was running for state office. and they're actually
that doesn't count.
They're actually on the board of the organization Amelia's Voice that I'm president of the board. So they joined, but I must say that Donna has been very active, and she has come to our Zoom meetings. She's come to our in-person meetings, and you know, she's been, she finds it interesting, and you know, she found it, you know, nice to get to know and to see what we do. So, but we have a couple of other ones too that, you know, I do know how the other one came to us, and that was because she's used to be an advocate for the Help Restore Hope Center for Domestic Violence in Norwich, that we did that because I got in with them because of the other organization I'm in. But we as Tri-County chapter last year, we gave them, they were our project, our holiday project last year. We donated comfort bags for domestic violence victims for where they take them to the hospital. So she came to our holiday dinner and we presented her with those bags, and she joined after that because she sat there around the whole table because we invited all our speakers from that year to our holiday dinner. So we all sat around this huge table, and it was all different kinds of people from all different kinds of organizations locally to us. And then she joined after that. But we do have a new member that I don't know why she joined. I don't even know how she heard about us. So that would be interesting. I'll have to ask her because I'm going to see her next week. So I'm going to ask her.
Tell her to write it up.
So pretty much, you know, and like I said before, I really think this.
Ladies, I just wanted to share something. I don't know where it would go.
Okay. You stop talking.
I think we're losing her.
She's in the dark.
Sorry. No, I'm here. Yeah. I'm in the dark. So I'm here. I just wanted to share. I don't know if, you know, when we start talking under those bullet points, when we start helping people, but how when I was our local president, how I got people to join was I told them, the first thing that they get for being a member is they get highlighted in our newsletter. The belonging and importance, because I was writing something about the new member. So every month, little old me who hates doing anything, did my own little newsletter, and I would highlight each new member. So that month, they were being highlighted at our dinner. They got up, introduced themselves, and bared their faces in the newsletter, and they felt like, I'm a part of something. So that's something we can add to anyone who does a newsletter. We can tell them retention as well, you know, in each group into that as well. Why are you shaking your head? Hello?
You're just breaking up a little bit.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done yapping. Just add them to the newsletter. That's all.
Your picture looks like an ultrasound of a new baby in a womb.
Anyway, so I'm done yapping. We can go ahead.
Doesn't it?
It does. That was very good. All right, there I go. There's a street light.
Okay, so we're in agreement that our main thing under membership is going to be that one statement. And then we're going to have these four bullet points underneath there. But my final question is there any other bullet points that you feel need to be added under membership?
I think that's enough.
I think that's good for tonight. And I mean, this thing has been around since, for what, 7 years?
and a lot of good ideas came out of our 1 hour conversation. Things that I'm surprised we didn't think of before.
Because it's important that we as the committee recognize different things that we can do under these bullet points to make sure that these become attainable goals. You know, that's where we've come up with the ideas we're talking tonight is, you know, to.
So when you want to make the strategic plan alive and not just on a shelf. So when the membership chair, Renee, gives her report at board and conference, she would address her piece of the strategic plan.
Right.
What her goals were, what we said, and what they've done. Is that rather than the strategic plan chair, Patty or whoever, going through and telling the membership what's been done, it would be that chair telling what they've done as part of the strategic plan.
Exactly.
Again, the word I used a long time ago was relevant, and how it's relevant to the organization today. And again, if we don't have membership, we're not going to be around to be relevant to.
But I think, you know, making our programs better, and if we can have something to advocate for and have a clear advocacy statement, something to offer new members to be a part of, because that's what they want to do. They want to do something. They want to mean something. They want to make a difference in their communities. They don't want to just go to meetings. So I think that's all going to feed back into membership, because that's how we're going to get new members. So I think I'm happy with what we did tonight, and I'm extremely happy that we're changed the whole focus of how we're going to make this happen. I must say. Well, next up is PPD. So something to think about over the next, until we meet again.
Okay. When will that be? And we need to make sure that the people responsible for the pieces of PPD show up.
Right. So I will reach out to Robin Allen, and or she can share with her committee. I believe it's Mary Ellen Morgan.
Right, and I think Shirley, you're still listed as one of the career recognition or whatever chairperson. What's she doing?
I think she is too. She's under the new careerist, I believe.
Yeah, Shirley's under new careerist.
Yeah.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Is there a date for that meeting? Or?
No, but we can set it right now.
Let's do it.
Let me look at my calendar.
While she's doing that, Renee, can you send me that template? I have someone who I think would be really neat to highlight. Her name is Holly, and she's a detective.
She's a member?
Yep, she's a member of Rome. And in January, she's going to do the opioid epidemic.
Nice.
Talk to us on the Zoom meeting, because it's really cool what's going on. And she's got all kinds of stuff that we never thought would ever happen in a small town like Rome, New York. But I think you can transfer that to any place. And she's young. She's really, really cool. And when I approached her, she wants to do this. She did it for Rome. She's going to do a Zoom meeting for us, I think, either this month or next month. And then she's going to do it for the CDO in January. So that's why I wanted to know. I'd like to highlight her in the communicator and also in Nike,
but I want to know what the common template is so that we don't have one person who's got 25 paragraphs and another one who's got one. Whatever the common thing is, I want to do the common thread.
Well, cool. So that should be circulated so that we can start recruiting and looking. So that'd be great.
Okay. So we want to go with October 8th. That's after fall board. It's after my 5K for the boys because they happen to be on the same day.
CDO has a board meeting that night.
Oh, that's right. See, now if I had looked at my other paper, I would have saw that.
That's okay. I know the feeling.
I'm a member over there too. All right. So the 15th? October 15th?
Yep. Good for you. Good for me.
Okay, October 15th at 7 p.m., and I will reach out to PPD people and have them join us that night.
Thank you.
And then hang on to your shoes because November is structure. Oh. God help me now before November.
Renee and Robin, do you have anything else in the 13th
this year in November?
I have a thought here. Jackie, and maybe this is premature, could we put this section into the communicator? They had the strategic planning met, and this is what they talked about in membership, or is it too early?
No, communicator deadline is the 25th of September. So put it in.
I'm just thinking, Patty, I'm thinking because people need to know that the strategic planning is meeting every month, and here's our action accomplished so far. It's just for thought process or comments or whatever, and put it out there.
I send my stuff to Linda P. I send my report to Linda P. Robin Britson, is that the place where we're all supposed to send our...
Supposed to send it to PR.
PR at NYS?
Yeah.
Well, she wants me to send it to her, so I will...
Jackie, she'll get it if you send it to PR.
Yeah.
But other people get it too, that might be saying, oh, this might be good on Facebook, or this might be good.
Okay, so because I should do it.
Catherine Smith also gets it, so Linda does, I do, I think Robin does, Catherine Smith does. So anybody involved in communication gets it if you send it to PR.
PR at NYS.
W, Woman Inc, NYSW Woman.
NYSWI.com?
No.
No.
NYSWomenInc.org.
.org.
Oh. I think Linda, she edits mine or she makes it prettier than what I type it. So even though I send it to PRA, she'll still make it prettier.
Okay. Before we go, Robin, you've been mighty quiet this evening. Do you have anything to say in regards to membership and our bullet points?
I like what was being said. I think focusing on retaining the stabilizing, I think that that's very, very important. I apologize that it was quiet. It was a really, really, really long day with faculty. So sorry.
I get it. I had one of those days. And on top of not feeling well, it did not make for a good day. Okay, so I will write up what we discussed tonight, and I'm going to send it to Pat Fanning, if she would be so gracious as to check it and maybe word it better than I.
Sure to wordsmith.
Before I send it to the communicator. But